There are troubles in the world. There are things happening in the world that people are really concerned about in this day. You know, we have all kinds of predictions. We have all kinds of things that are being talked about that are coming even this fall. Now, Jesus spoke about difficult times. In John 16, 33, he says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." If we have faith, then we'll be able to walk in a place of peace in the midst of trouble, knowing that the one who created us, the one who guides us, the one who directs us, the one who has sent his son that we might have life, is still in charge of everything that's happened. And no matter what happens to us, in the end, we win. That ought to bring us peace, because the Bible says that the last enemy to be defeated is death. And it also says that Jesus took away the fear of death. For a Christian, for death to come simply means that you have been able to cross over into the fullness of life, into the fullness of what God has designed for you. But it's crucial that we learn to hang on to our peace in the midst of difficult times. And Isaiah 26 says, "You will keep him," talking about God, "in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him, because he trusts in you." We know where we can get perfect peace is keeping our minds being focused on him. We keep our minds stayed on him by keeping his word in focus. John 1 says that Jesus, the Word, was in the beginning, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and nothing was made that was made outside of him. The Word and Jesus are one. I believe that is crucial to where we're headed in these days. That there may be all kinds of things happen. There may be many difficult times things come. But the key to walking through that in victory is keeping our focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 2:14, it says, "He himself is our peace." So if we lose our peace, focus on Jesus. Focus on the one who is able to keep us in every situation, no matter what trouble comes. And I want to declare to you that the Bible clearly states, Jesus himself spoke these words, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me." Could it be any clearer? Now, that may cause some people to turn away and say, "Oh, well, I can't believe that that's the only way." Christians think that they've got the answer and there's no other way to heaven. Well, if we believe the Bible, we need to look at that. If we believe the Bible, we declare that that is the only way. The Lord is our strength, and we need strength to be able to go through difficult times, to be able to go through persecutions. Psalm 46:1 says, "God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in time of trouble." So I want you to listen very clearly to this next verse, because I believe God has got this for us. It is a word from the Lord for us today. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 9. "Then Nehemiah, the governor, Ezra, the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people told them, 'This is a holy day for the Lord, your God. Don't mourn or cry.' All the people were crying as they listened to the reading of God's teaching." Why were they crying? They were crying and mourning because they were reading the book of Moses and they realized how they had not kept the law, how they had turned away from God's word and went another way. I'll tell you, the world has to begin to cry out because they've turned away from God's law. They've turned away from God's purposes, and they've established the laws of man and are running after that. And there has to be a great mourning and crying go out up from the earth so that heaven might hear what's taking place and send an answer. I would to God that the church would come to a place where we take the times that we're living in so seriously that when we see laws being passed that are so contrary to the things of God, that there would be a cry go out from God's people up to the heavens. The enemy's trying to rob the voice of the church, saying, "We can't say this, we can't say that, because we'll get in trouble for it." When you hear of these things, even when you hear of troubled times, don't be sad, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. He's giving us a key to be able to stand firm in the midst of trouble and still have a voice.